whenever you're through to the third round of the Australian Open, but epic style, 12-10 in the third set. Temperature nearly 40 degrees today. How are you feeling?
I'm tired, but I really enjoyed myself out there. I think the longer the match, the better it was going to be for me, and I'm really proud for the fact that I managed to get through it physically, and I just kept fighting for every point and paid off at the end.
What do you do when you come straight off court to recover from that?
This. No, I'm going to take ice baths, massage, and eat well, and hopefully get as much rest as I can.
And you've been through this situation quite a few times. You played a few Australian Open, so it's probably nothing new for you. How does this compare to previous years?
Temperature-wise, I remember days like this, but I don't remember being it like, you know, a couple of days in a row. So I know exactly what to do to recover well and get ready for the next match.
And, of course, next up you're playing Serena Williams. Big test for any player. What's the biggest weapon that she's going to have in her game?
I would say the serve. You know, that's what makes her such a great champion. And just in the Grand Slams, she always knows when to pick up her game. And I have a lot of respect for what she's done. But, you know, the only time I beat her was here. So I would like to continue on that note, but it's going to be very tough.
Yeah, you mentioned you do have that victory over on these courts. What do you remember of that match 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while back. I was just very aggressive. I tried to move her around, and obviously she was not playing her best, but I was really glad to get that win, and the same I have to do tomorrow, you know, play my game and go for it.
Do you think her game has changed at all since then?
Of course. I mean, she's won a couple majors since then, and I think just like anyone else, she's improving every day, and that's what's very inspiring, that even though she's on the top, she's always looking for ways to improve.
And what about you as a player and a person? How have you changed in those years?
Well, I hope as a person not much. And as a player, I always try to work on my game, see, you know, where I can improve and work hard every day.
And the Williams sisters have gotten your way in Grand Slams a few times over the years, both Venus and Serena. Do you feel if you could get through this match, even though it's early in the tournament, if you can get past Serena Williams, you can really go a long way? You could win the title?
Yeah, definitely. If you manage to beat Serena, I think you can think about a title. But, you know, it's a long way and a very difficult match ahead of me. But, like I said, I'm going to give it my best.
And you're famous now for three-set wins. I think you're a record holder. Is that something you'd like? Is that something you feel is a strong part of your game, that when you get into the third set, you get better?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I do, all the right things off the court, in the gym, and working really hard on my fitness, that whenever the match gets longer, I know I can stay there for as long as I need to.
So finally, against Serena, would you like to play in the heat of the sun in the middle of the day and try and make it another 3-hour match?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, thanks, Daniela.
You're welcome.